Welcome. Today we're discussing vibe coding tools, specifically Replit, Vireo, and Lovable, and which one reigns supreme.
Excellent. I've been getting tons of questions about these tools. It seems like everyone from newbie coders to seasoned pros struggles with them, right?
Absolutely. There are two main camps in the AI vibe coding world. The hands-off approach uses tools like the ones we're discussing, while the hands-on camp uses tools like Cursor or Windsurf for project planning.
Gotcha. So you're a planner then?
Definitely. I believe planning is key, regardless of your skill level. It helps you bypass the inherent limitations of the hands-off approach. So, we're going to compare these tools by building two app screens, one a newsfeed and the other a detailed article view, using the same prompts.
Sounds like a good test. What's the app about?
It's an AI-powered news app that removes bias, clickbait, and emotional language, presenting just the facts. I already have a detailed prompt prepared based on my own vibe planning process. It's crucial to be specific with these tools. Vague input leads to vague output.
Makes sense. So first up, Vireo.
Right. Vireo, from Vercel, the creators of Next.js, so it's naturally good at web app development. I was really impressed with the first screen it generated. Functional newsfeed, scrolling, bookmarking, category filtering, even a bias score toggle.
Wow, that's pretty slick. And the article view.
Even better, a clean summary, fact-checking, a timeline of events, related stories, and source bias information, all with mock data. Very nice.
So why not use it for a real-world app?
Good question. It falls apart when it comes to complex back-end integrations. I tried adding a chat feature using a vector database, and it just couldn't handle it. Constant errors and debugging nightmares.
Ah, the limitations of a hands-off approach.
Exactly. But Vireo is fantastic for initial UI mockups. I'd use it for that, and then port the code to a more robust tool for further development.
Okay, on to Replit.
I really like Replit's interface, reminiscent of those old coding tutorial apps. Its advantage is its pre-built templates and wider language support. Big plus for beginners.
So, did it handle the app prompts better?
Well, it took much more troubleshooting, and the design was lackluster, to put it mildly. The newsfeed was okay, but the article view? It looked like a high school Dreamweaver project.
Ouch. Why such a difference with the same prompt?
I think it's because Replit tries to do too much. Vireo focuses on a specific tech stack, making it more specialized. Replit supports tons of languages, but none particularly well.
The jack of all trades, master of none, dilemma.
Precisely. If your project needs diverse language support, Replit might work. But be prepared for debugging and design work.
Lastly, Lovable.
This one was the most disappointing. It positions itself as a design-focused tool, yet it couldn't even handle the basic mock-up prompts. Syntax errors galore. I even tried a simple dashboard prompt, which looked aesthetically pleasing. But if I can achieve that with Claude and my local machine,
then what's the point?
Right? So the key takeaways? These tools struggle with complex logic, back-end development, and debugging. Their strength is planning, which they do for you. But to break free, learn to plan yourself.
So what's the solution?
Vibe planning and a tool called Claude Taskmaster. Plan your app, use Taskmaster to break it into actionable steps, and execute in a tool like Cursor. This combines the planning power of Replit Vireo with the freedom of a flexible IDE.
A great blend of hands-on and hands-off approaches.
Exactly. So, while Vireo might be the best of these three for initial mockups, learning to plan and utilize tools like Claude Taskmaster unlocks true potential. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.